share of us before we begin, I'd like to point out the Pira of Rabbi Michal Katz, who is a Rosh Yeshiva in this yeshiva for around 50 years, 5-0. He was one of the big Talmid Chachamim. He learned in Hebron. He knew all the Gedolim. You know, he was a very big Talmid Chacham. He also was very fond of the parish of the Rabbeinu Miyuchas Al HaTorah. That's one of the Rishonim called the Rabbeinu Miyuchas. And he put out many volumes of the Rabbeinu Miyuchas Al HaTorah. And he gave the Chulin Shir for many years, and other Shirim. I mean, and he was a very big Talmid Chacham. And today is Tovaya. I just want you should be aware of that. Yesterday, we discussed the inyan of Borer of Bishas Achila. We discussed that maybe Bishas Achila is more calm. Maybe it's more calm. That even though Bor La'Altair has to be Ochel Mitochav Psalos, right? Can't accept to the Tokes of Rid and others, say for Ashlamah, say for Ma'oros, etc. But if it's Bishach Achila Mamish, then maybe what? You can even take Psalos from the Ochel. Because that's called Derech Achila. And then we had a whole discussion with various Rishonim. With the Bir Halacha, and the Mari Abulafia, and the Mari Tatz, and the Ramban, and Tshuvas HaRosh, and Selengat, and Kirshner, and Schwechter, and Goldstein, and all these Yankov, and Avinder, and all these different Jews were very involved in this discussion. Rav David Pinkus tells me that in the Square Rabbi at his Shabbos Tish, what does he do? Before he starts eating the chicken or the fish? The fish and the chicken, he takes the bones away. Is that what you think? What do you think? So let's assume right now, like these fellows that there's, and Pnei Aryeh Chai, Rav Aryeh Sofron, has said a Kiddush about B'toch Achila, right? So we have a lot of different things there. But today, we're going to look at it from a different angle. Let's assume... Oh, don't worry. Okay. Let's assume that... that there is no special heter b'shas achila. That b'shas achila, you also can't take psalos from ochel. Like Chazanish said, and others. But maybe there's another way to be makel. And this Rabbi Albert pointed out from the Sephardic poskim. So we'll see. So, in other words, yesterday we explored the possibility that maybe there's a heter of Shas Achila Mamash, right? That was yesterday's shiur. Today, let's look at it from a different perspective. Okay? Another possible kula. Because we're looking for kulas, right? The problem is we don't need a shear for her. Let me ask you a question. Can you give a svara, perhaps, to suggest why taking bones from fish or pits from a watermelon, even if you're taking the undesirable from the desirable, would not be boring? The svara. Could you come up with a svara? Judah?
Sakana.
This is Sakana. Who's on his dish? Sakana. Do it before Shabbos. Avoid the Sakana. If it's a Sakana. Have you done? Right. Right, then you're... Right. But what if you just took a promise to solace? What if I... Oh. Is that what you wanted to say?
Oh. So... You know what I'm
Yeah, but isn't the original source a natural?
Say that again, please.
Sorry. What does that mean, the seeds are as good as the watermelon?
So it's all one thing, but if you're not going to know the difference between the seed and the watermelon, it's all considered as a whole unit of the watermelon.
That's what Mordechai Slovin was saying. But then how is it different than the wheat? Why don't you say the wheat also is considered? Ellie?
Well, still in the meeting room, though, you admitted a case where the offal is so much more abundant than the soil.
Yeah, and therefore?
So therefore it changes the status of your soul. What's the whole reason you can't take the soul? I mean, I'm just like zero. Because in this case, we'll just like to take the oak off of the soul as, do you think every piece of bread from your fucking black, from the water belt, is still like saving you zero? The therapy is there, right?
Maybe, maybe. Church?
So how about silver? When you were separating the wheat, it was already keeping the same teaching. It was like a shell or whatever it was already separate from the wheat of the wine. Here, the chicken and the bones are actually attached.
Why?
sorry.
Yeah.
He's saying that if you have two things that are connected, to sever a connection is not borer. Is that what he's saying? When something is already severed and then it gets mixed up, and then you unmix it, that's borer. But to sever a connection, that's not borer. Why not? This is not a Tyrovus, why? It's one thing. It's not. You hear what he's saying? To sever a connection is not Bora. Wait, you hear what he's saying? Let's take that in for a second. In other words, because if two things are connected together, you separate them, that's not borer. Borer means you have two things, like in the case of the wheat, it was already separate through Disha, right? And then now the chaff and the kernels are mixed together, now you want to separate them, so that's borer. But to sever a connection, that's not what? That's not borer. And therefore what? But let me ask you a question. So, but is it dosh? In other words, did you just deflect me from one malacha to another malacha? What do I need you for that? Oh, who said that? Maybe you need pounding. What? Why? It's you're doing like 7 centimeters. You're putting. What's an example? You're pressing something, right? Right. Oh. So take a look for a second in the Sefer Ha'Aruch. We learn Aruchs, right? Uksubas, Psikreshe, Edoni Hale, right? That's one of Rabbi Avadi Yosef's famous Shiurim. When he came here, he liked to speak about Psikreshe, Edoni Hale, and the Aruch. Now, the Aruch is on page 3. What is the Aruch? The Aruch is what? A dictionary. The Aruch is a dictionary written by one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Nosson, then Rabbeinu Yechiel. That's all. He wrote a dictionary. And but in his dictionary, he was a Rishon, so Talmud Chacham. So there are a lot of halachas or important halachic ramifications that are in this dictionary. So we have to read it carefully. So look in the Aruch on page 3. Nimsa. Hazor v'abor marake kulam mavirim sholos hamburevis ba'ochel. The Aina Mechuberis. The Aina Kigal Kaliba Shetzricha Piruk. Algara Purish Sasafik Lipus. Elam Urevis Bilvad. But the definition of Borer is to either Ocho and Solas that are not connected, they're rather mixed within each other. But something that's Nuchubar is not Borer. That's what the Aruch says. The definition is Mu'revis ba'ochel the Eina Mechuberes. So the Mela, anything that's Mechuberet is not what? Is not Borer. So this is a very interesting comment here that we found in the dictionary. No, doctor? I can't hear you. The weed is not connected because the case of the weed is...
First, you have the weed and respect on it, and that was the isha, and that was separate, and then we still consider it first. And borer is separate. So, borer, by definition, is what? The awareness, the angel of the universe. We'll see. Okay.
Borer, by definition, is Yuraves the Aina Mechuberes. That's what the Aurach says. Albert, did you have a comment?
How do you get around the
more than just usual. You have the packet, you have that Shrius HaShabbos here from Dosh, the packet of Disha. Yeah, but so we'll read it exactly. We'll get the exact source. Emergency packet to Eligo has it. There's two distinct things that are mixed together. Like Borer. Moshe Ein Kain. You take it out of its covering. And therefore it will now come to its potential. You have juice in the orange. So you squeeze it out. one item that's being revealed from its external shell and being taken out. So that's what the Ark says. The Rabbeinu Chananel, in addition, what page is Rabbeinu Chananel? 2. The North African Rishon, the Rabbeinu Chananel from North Africa. He also shares this idea. Hadas who are mefarek apsolos amuchuberes ba'ochel u'mechimim lebreira. In other words, when you take out the psolos that's surrounding the ochel, it has to be Murevis Bilvad. If it's not Murevis, if it's Mechuberes, it has to be Murevis Ve'enu Mechuberes. That's the definition of Borer. So that is the Aruch and the Rabbeinu Chananel. And this is so. So let me ask you a question. According to the Aruch and according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, could you take the bones out of the fish? In other words, Luyitzur, there's no heter of super la'alte, of b'shas achila. Let's assume like Goldstein and Kirsch and the other, Twerkle and the others, all those individuals from yesterday. Right? Rish, Shulman. Let's assume like that. But maybe there's another child to be made. Maybe taking bones, you tell me, taking bones from the chicken or bones from the fish, is that mechubar? Is that, and maybe that's not borer b'chlal. What do you say to that? It was based on the definition of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the definition of the Aruch. What would you say? Sounds like what? Why? What does it mean attached? Can you explain to me?
Bones and fish are things together
with
the
pile of
standing
on
the
pile
of things
they're naturally
attached.
And watermelon pits? What does attached mean?
That's what I would say.
And that's what Moreno Mordechai's slogan. Shlita.
began saying. That's awesome. Right.
But from its natural state, before it was originally separated, that's the thing together.
Right. And what's the reason that it's not? Is it because it's not a taruvus? And let me, before I take your question, let me ask one more thing. So therefore you would say it's mutter. In other words, he's saying, Arye Schneider is saying that it's mutter to take watermelon pits before you eat the watermelon. Not out the halacha of Shas Achila like yesterday, but maybe it's not considered la. It's not boring. Because there's no taruvus.
It's literally like a fruit salad where you cut it out and there's still pieces of the pits that like somewhat attached but easily are not like within it itself.
In other words, you have a fruit
salad and you cut up a piece of watermelon already.
Yeah, right.
So what happened to that?
Well, those pits are still in their respective watermelon, right?
Right, that's it.
So they were never removed from where it's attached to the watermelon. So then it would be the same cooler. But if you would, as he said, if you would take the pits away from the watermelon and then put them back, that would be a problem. 1 second. Yaakov?
The watermelon seems to be a mixture. Because like any other fruits, like peach, the outer shell is like attached to the peach. The watermelon seeds, they're like a mixture because there's something that's edible to be eaten.
What do you mean?
That you can eat the pits.
You can eat the pits. What do you mean you can eat them?
That means there is something edible that you can eat. So there's no reason that I'm going to take it out. So it can be considered a mixture. Something like another fruit is considered attached since you can't eat the pit. You can't eat the pit. The outer shell is something that is a fruit attached to the pit.
And therefore, so what are you concluding?
That watermelon should be considered a mixture.
But is it mechuber watermelon?
Is it? Yeah. Oh, is it attached?
Yeah.
No. It's not.
What is what having to eat, being edible and not edible, have to do with whether it's attached or not? Mechuber, if it's attached, it's not bora. Right, isn't that what the Orach and Rabbeinu Chananel say? That anything attached is not borer. Ben?
The seeds are made to fall out.
No, and therefore?
Maybe they are separate. I mean, even though they grow together.
Well, there's a difference between seeds and bones?
Yeah, because bones are made to grow with their integral parts. You know, you can grow a watermelon without seeds. You cannot have a chicken without bones. I'm aware. I mean, so they're not able to depend on it. I mean, you see.
Okay, but should that make a difference?
Well, I mean, if something's purpose is to be detached, would it be considered attached?
Maybe, I don't know whether Albert.
Somehow it's blended by removing the bone and the pit, the solid.
some a watermelon pit is so when you remove the watermelon pit, so they well, and therefore what? And therefore what? Okay. So by watermelon pit? There is?
Separating the pit from the watermelon or growing fish, it's just a natural way you eat something. Saying you don't just eat, I mean, it's not the normal way to just go and eat a fish with a bone. So if the natural way isn't separated in the first place, then it's not for it to begin with, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And like the pits have, it's probably more mature of to sit there and take the pits out of the watermelon than just the watermelon spit out the pits. And so in our things.
So what are you trying to say?
It's natural to just say that, like, as far as it being connected, as far as it being considered separated or not, it doesn't really matter. Because it needs to be separated. It needs to be taken out to eat the watermelon anyway. If you do, it's probably just natural to eat the watermelon.
When you separate the kids, there should be a problem if everything more on the plate is putting away. Like, say you save the watermelon from the kid, but you're not eating it. So you separate it for 8, so you have a seed. They're probably sitting at the seed now. They're probably separating it further, even though they're not attached anymore.
What do you mean?
Okay, you detach the seeds from the watermelon. You have to do that, fine.
And where is it now? Where are the seeds?
Now the seeds sitting on the plate.
Yeah.
So okay, you know what I'm saying? You want to do it, you need to have it. Okay, fine.
Now, where are they?
They're lying in the watermelon.
You didn't take them away from the watermelon?
The fork, you separated them from the watermelon. The fork, you need to have it. Now they're lying on the watermelon. Is there a further problem not separating the watermelon seed from the watermelon?
Maybe now there is, yeah. Okay. Right. That's what Schneider said. I think he's right.
Yeah, so you put it on the plate, you can't, like, just dump it on.
Well, the question is, once we get rid of, if we can prove that Mechuba is not Bora, do we still have to worry about Dasya? Well, now it becomes Mutter. Because if you say taking out bones from fish is not Bora because it's Mechuba, so then can I do it 5 hours before the meal?
What? That's what I was saying. You can do it 5 hours before the meal.
Say you wanted to serve fish. Right? And we want to say now maybe all these things that are mechuba are not borer. So they're not borer b'klal, then it's mutter. So then you don't need la'alka, you don't need anything, you don't need all these coolers. This is not borer. But then maybe you can say it's dosh. But you think, no, it's not dosh. Why?
What
about Rashi? It says that even oh, so wait one second. So we have here the Aruch and Rabbeinu Chananel. Now this, the Aruch says his opinion in another place as well. On page 4. There for Zorah. Hazor Vora Mrake, Page 5, Kulam Malacha Akashikulam, Havaras Psolis, Shehi Murevis Baokal Vainu Mukuberis. Vainadoma Makliba Shatrika Piruka from the trees in Nipus. Akal Akal Men Yetma Derek, Kaldavashi Vashlimu Lahaprocha Sarua. It's the same thing he said. He's just saying it here again by this. Where? Which line? Where is that? Called Dov Jisho Mashrimo. Al Kalach of Neishla Derech. Kol Dorshi Meshulim Lafrochus Haruach is Zorah, L'chayev Olam Mishum Zorah. Because he's saying the differences between Borah, Zorah, and Meraki. But all those things are Mureb, Zayin, and Mechuberes. But then within those three, you have to make distinctions. So he says Zorah is when there's Ruach. Borah is Notel Hapsolos Mibena Ochel Mashlicho. So whenever, so this is a big major kula here, Rabosa, right? Now whenever the two things are attached together, to detach them is not borer. And once you say it's not borer, then you don't need any of the conditions. Then you can even do psolos and mochel. Because borer means things that are mixed together, that are not attached. They're just mixed together. Now, who is the first one to make this claim? The Sefer Tal Orosh. This is a sefer, an old sefer. No one ever heard of it, but no. People heard of it. Ravadi Yosef heard of it. Maybe two other people. It's the sons. No, we have it in the library. It's an important sefer of the Shabbos. You should learn it.
Da.
On page 8. It says, the dasher ishi l'rava oroch. The Erech Dosh, the Kosovo Lashonu, Nibs Azor and Borah Meraki, Kula Mavirin, Psolus, Lomuras, Lohovein, Mchuberis, Kada Akar Lashonu. And then he quotes Zar. Okay. So let's look at the, look at the second column. Alpia advar meila nicha mashakos of Mordechai. There's a Mordechai in the Meiri Parakam of the Yontif. Did I put this in the packet? This Mordechai. Shakos of sheish heter benikra bosu biyontif. It was say on the meat is the gira nasha, right? So normally, you have to take the git away. You have to, because the git is treif, then I'll eat it. Or there's forbidden fats that are connected to the meat. You have to take it away. So the Mordechai says you can take it away in Yontif. Ubreira lo shaycha. And there's not an issue of Breira. Why? The low cost of Shem Tam Ladover. And he doesn't explain why. He's taking the bad from the good. He's taking the Gira Nasha from the meat. And the Mordechai says that's Mutter. Since the Gira Nasha or the fat is Mechuba B'Vasa, Mishim Hachi Lo Shaycha Breira. So he quotes Agos Maimonis. That we have here in the packet, right? The Rambam, Agos Maimonis, right? Where is it? A page, 7. Pasuk Rav Yoh, Shemutu Lenaker Basa B'Yontus. You're allowed to, Lenaker means to take away the fat or to take away the Giranosha. Apil Nishka Me'er B'Yontus. The Eiduk Bore Ochel, Mitoch Ochel. That's not called Bore. So the Rav Yoh gives a different reason. He says, Kayin and Di'efshal Ochel B'Yinacher. Just like when you're peeling something, you don't say it's boreh because you won't be able to eat it unless you take the added solace away. So it's over here. But the Tal Oros wants to say a different shot. That since it's mechuber, that's not called tarovas. That's not called a tarovas. So that's what he says on page 8. So he uses the loss of the Breira Lo Shaykhakan. If he's holding no Borah Yantif, he would say it's Borah, but Borah's Mutter. That's not what he said. We'll have to discuss Borah, right? Breira, it's not Breira. So this is like a big scene. I think Rav Albert pointed out to me, and if you look at the Tshuvas of Rav Avadya and his sons, very big on this. On this Oroch and this Rabbeinu Hananel and this Tal Oros. So that totally changes everything, right? Right. Which bones? They're not Mechuba?
What?
As opposed to who? I don't think that's called a tash. Well, how of those things what? So which bone? No? Yeah, no, whitefish. No.
So if you hold up the fish, the bones don't fall out?
Meat what? And fish? And watermelon pits?
No, no, they have little white peaks at the end that can check into red.
Yaakov?
Are we saying that even if it's covered and it's not, you're saying that it's attached and it's not noticeable, and you're saying that it's not circular?
Say that again?
Even if it's covered and it's not noticeable, you're saying that it's not circular, or like you said, it's whitefish. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, in other words, you're saying based on the aruch and the rav, anything that's attached is not bar.
Even if it's not noticeable.
Right.
And is skin on chicken is like the same chumra or same
chicken? Yeah, skin on chicken.
But
it's also the chumra. What? Feathers on chicken. Right, so that's what Rav Avadya Yosef's tshuva, right? So Rav Avadya is very big on this idea. And all his children follow along with this, that Mechuber is not... And take a look in the Meiri for a second on page 6. Miri on page 6 says, the third column, Ve'ein lefakpek b'nikur ha'yerech mitam borer, shekol shu mechakech b'yodo einu nikur borer. There's that mean. Again, like the Mordechai, you're allowed to take the, you're allowed to be menacher, you're allowed to take the gid out of the meat, or the chalav out of the basa. So what does he say? What does that mean? It's cut by your hand? What kind of hat is cutting by your hand? You're taking the psholos from the oko. So what kind of hat is that? Just because it's not a kli doesn't make it mutter. Right? So Rav Avadya Yosef, the chief Sephardic, former chief Sephardic rabbi, wanted to say that you have to say that the Meiri must be holding like the Aruch and the Rach. I'll show it to you inside. Yabia Omer. You guys know Yabia Omer? One of the important halachic Sephardim of the generation. On page 9. He's talking about taking the feathers from the chicken. Right? Sometimes you have feathers on the chicken, right? Right? So on page 9, Chacham Avadya Yosef. Look what you see, Pinkus. Page 9 at the bottom. Ulam, imishim halo iria, ki be'emes nira, she'ein b'za isu boro klal. Abim ha'shakosu b'mi'iri, gabi emesanim chad v'yontu v'shim boro. She'ein afakrik b'niku ha'yerach v'yontu v'shim boro. She'kol shu mechadach v'yodo einu nikru boro. Chavanosu k'ro shakosu b'sin. So what's pshad in the mi'iri? And anything you do b'yad is not boro? What does that mean? So he says, Rav Avadya, Kavanoso, k'mo shakosu b'seif ha'oruch. So Shazora Bora Bamraki Kula Mavirim Solas and Murevas Bokal, the Enum Kubaris Bokal, Kuliba Shatir Kapira, Tain Hisbib Sefer Tal Oros. That's a taloros. A piece of gas of the sefer Hashem Chodesh. Shemikan Heter. Bor. Lahasir. Hakotzim Madzvukim Bedogim. And the crime is Taibina. You have the Kotzim. Yesha Kama Lochel. Believe you are Hakotzim Madogim. Yes. Haitaimu Mishim De Ain Breyer Bemachuba. Bedobuk Ba'ocho. Moshkosov Harav Tal Oris Kishen Otoskim. Udulo Ka Mamar Mordechai Sh'osu B'zeh. Because the Mamar Mordechai, he was the one, he's in the first page of the packet. We didn't see him yet. How many Mamar Mordechais have you seen in your life? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mamar Mordechai like on every page, right? The Mishnah Berurah. Right? But now he has here to see the original. Look what he writes on page 1. A few be the Echachayev, you can't near a borrower, the Mashinogim, the Sudos Gdolos, the Kayotse, the Kroa Hadad Migabo. That like big meals on Shabbos, what they would do is it would be a big bone in the fish, and at the beginning of the meal they would take it out. Lasya Shadrach Shabemsa. Right, that's what they would do in these big Sudas Gedolos. So it says Yeshli Zari B'Shabbos Milasos came. Davalei Dvorer Psolos B'Tochochal Dechayim. Afil B'Lalter. Right? Even Lalter, it's Psolos B'Tochochal, it's Osir. So he says you shouldn't do it. Hey, Yizar Kol Adam Shalol Ashmech Hatzamos Abosu L'Chutz. Right? You shouldn't take the bones away. So Rav Avadya says that he thinks that this Mamar Mordechai is really not so correct. Because if you hold like the Aruch and the Rach and the Tal Oros, that anything is Mechubra is not a Tarubis, so Mamela, there should be nothing wrong with taking that bone from the fish. Does he have what? Rishonim? What do you mean Rishonim? Well, how does who have Rishonim? Does he have Rishonim? He says he has the Gemara. Yeah, why does the Miri say he has to be B.I.? Yeah. Tell you the truth, I have no idea what the Miri really means.
He's a theist. The only way to do the is so by removing the Ganache, the only way is that to do it is to do it with
right, but what's the halakhic? But he's trying to explain why it's mutter. I don't know. It's hard to It's hard to believe that he's necessarily saying what the Aruch is saying because he didn't really say it. He just said it's mutter because whatever. Okay, even if the Miri didn't say it, but the Aruch and the Rach said it. So Rav Albert, this is your Mechubar thing, right? No? No? Absolutely not? Yeah. Why? Shalach Hilah. Why only Bishanach Hilah? His whole board is that this is not a, this is not Borah. This is not the Malacha. The Chalot should be Mutter anytime. I'll look, I'll see what you have it here. I have it in the library. What? Okay, I'll look in the library. I have it in the library at the same time. We'll see. But in the Bukhara Parsha Pshad, if you want to take out a bone from the fish, you can take it. No, that's not the word in Mechubar. Mechubar doesn't mean because things are going to come out with it. That's not the idea of Mechubar. The idea of Mechubar is that's not called a tarubis. Because a tarubis means things are destroyed that got mixed in together. But Mechubar, they're not mixed together. That's their way of, you know, it's not a mixture. Mixture means. Yeah, we'll see. I'll take a look again.
So some people hold it to what they're going to say, there's some community that holds, I mean, I don't know, Kabbalah, for example, they wouldn't get some clouds in your shop. So I'm saying, as far, if you hold it, you can have some clouds in Shabbos, right, and it's wondering if they're a kilo, but why would any human start to board? Why would it be a problem here to board? As far as if they're a kilo, part of the heating and water is taking out the fish. You're not asking to do anything crazy by taking fish out of the water. It's not like you're sitting there separating peas and rice to separate, you know, like fish.
I don't understand your question.
Pit belong in water.
They're there for a while.
If there's a kilo, though, and you can take it out, you can take yourself off the scene.
No, we're not saying that was yesterday's share, that it's la'alta, it's there for a kilo. We're saying something different.
I don't understand why the board is an issue here. It shouldn't be an issue.
Because why?
Because it's not supposed to be eaten in the first place.
So that's what Borer is. You take away the psoas from the ochel. To make it. Okay. Fine. I mean, maybe you do say it by dosh also. Okay. So today we discussed a Hagdara of Borer, a new definition that we never saw before. The Borer is Dafka Mu'ura Ve'enu Mechubar. That's the Ra'ach, and that's the Aruch in two places, and the Talorus. And if you assume like this definition, that's the Loka Mamar Mordechai. So Mamar Mordechai said it's a problem taking out the fish bone. And Ravadi points out that according to these Rishonim, not, and maybe that's a shot in the meter that takes a lot to take to get a nasha, maybe not. If there's a shem tomorrow, we'll continue.